the question of whether or not the statue of former U.S. President William McKinley in the center of the Arcata Plaza has divided a community. Some want to see the statue removed, while others don't want to remove part of Humboldt history. For the most part, Humboldt State University students have maintained a negative stance on the statue. Students like Nathaniel McGuigan and Sandra Sandoval, co-chairs of MECHA at HSU, feel the statue represents imperialism, racism, and ultimately must be removed from the city square.
As far as we know as MECHA, this movement has started in 2005 and has continuously progressed over the years, which like with each different activist group trying to remove the statue.
Eli Lechman, who represents HSU's Associated Students as Lobby Corps Chair, says the statue's removal is a self-revealing prophecy, especially with the political climate under the Trump administration.
The community has been slowly become more and more amenable to this. Like, the movement of all the other statues being taken down has been important. People are coming here and staying here, so that means that there's a lot more Hispanic people that like live here, and so there's going to be more people voting, and this is going to be one of those things that eventually will happen, so why not deal with it now?
While a large majority of students stay in Arcata for a shorter amount of time compared to typical residents, Sandoval says decisions made in city council still have an impact.
For city council, like, they didn't want to take that into consideration before because they're like, they're always moving, it doesn't matter, but we're here for like a good amount of time for us to matter enough.
And Arcata City Councilman Paul Patino agrees.
They're equal, all of them. So whatever 90-day wonder you have to be a registered voter here, you're as important to me as the person that's lived here their whole life, period.
When it comes to leaving the statue as is or tearing it down, Patino says he's not attached to either idea. He also says the history of the statue has roots in San Francisco and was created by an Armenian artist and survived the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. The statue was then bought and gifted to the city of Arcata by local businessman George Zender. Previous efforts to justify the statue were made to create a plaque to recognize Armenian genocide, but those plans fell through. This year, a petition to remove the statue, along with a plaque adjacent to the Jacoby Storehouse, has created some more momentum, and supporters to remove the statue can sign the petition online at change.org. Meanwhile, Patino says the conversation on what to do with the McKinley statue comes and goes, but that he hopes the community can decide amicably on what to do. The status of McKinley is set to be further discussed at a future Arcata City Council meeting in December. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.